In a land far away lives a band called Cigarros. They speak a language all their own and have a sound that, well, is better heard than described. And one more thing, their new CD has no title. Miquel Jolet has a review.
It's hard to describe the music of the band Cigarros without getting lost in a flurry of pastoral metaphors. You see, they make this dreamy, beautifully arranged rock music, and they're from Iceland, and they look like elves, and their songs have no lyrics. There aren't any hooks or licks or recognizable influences, and you know, that's usually the sort of thing rock critics talk about. So all that's left for the erstwhile reviewer is a pile of pretty adjectives, and the heady invocations wrought on a late-night writing binge by such words as ethereal, uterine, and elfin. Over the course of the last 2 years, the critics of the world have embraced the sound of these four skinny chaps with a kind of revolutionary zeal reserved for the saviors and martyrs of lost causes. And maybe rock is a lost cause. Their newest album has no song titles, and is only represented on the cover by an unassuming symbol which looks rather like a pair of puffy brackets. And I guess it makes sense that there aren't any song titles since there aren't any lyrics either. Just like on their last release, singer John C. Bergeson eschews the confines of actual words, preferring instead to while away the night by singing the polyglot gibberish he has coyly named Hope Landish. The conceit is that people can thus sing along, adding in their own lyrics as they go. The thing is, there are lyrics. Or more specifically, there's one lyric. Now, I'm no linguist and I've never studied Hope Landish, but to me, it sounds a lot like Bergeson is saying, you sigh oh, which is a nice sentiment and certainly amorphic enough to fit the band's do-it-yourself ideology. The problem is, he says it on every song. Like this. You sigh oh. You sigh oh. Or this. Or this. Then there's this. And if he's really upset about whatever it is he just said, there's this. So maybe this is why everyone says rock is dead. I mean, we've ended up here, 50 years later, with nothing left to say. We've rocked around the clock, we've been up in the sky with Lucy and her diamonds, we've caused anarchy in the UK, only to have the smell of our teen spirits ultimately whitewashed away by the studio pop machine and its endless saccharine tributes to the word baby. So all that's left is to croon the night away on a windswept glacier in the middle of the Atlantic with a group of skinny elves with an ear for melody. Rock is dead. Of course, rock critic Lester Bangs said the same thing in 1973, and that didn't stop the rise of punk, grunge, or Cigarros for that matter. It's a little unfair that we have to make sense of these things, to deconstruct them and perhaps take away some of the wonder that the music conjures. I mean, Cigarros really do make beautiful music, and I'd sometimes prefer to simply stick to the pastoral metaphors. Because the truth is, there are times in this album, gibberish or not, that cannot be described in any other way except to say, it sounds like a sunrise.
The music is by Cigarros. Our reviewer is Miquel Jolet.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.